In Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It was Swedish.
I never saw it, I don't think, but Laverne did.
Mm-hmm.
We met a cop down there. We were all Norwegians just went down there, and his name was Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And we got talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
He took us to a place where we got free dinner. Smorgasbord.
Oh. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
I tror kanskje norskan var at de ikke gikk så mye bar, men de gjorde det.
Oh, ja.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. De gjorde det.
Ja.
This
is... Okay, I can't find it. So you lived here in La Crosse in 35 years? Yes, in
1956.
Ja. Mm-hmm. Oh, ja. Hvordan var det å komme til La Crosse? If you couldn't wear little lacrosse.
Oh. I loved it. I loved it.
Uh-huh.
Just getting out of the tavern was a big relief.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a smart move.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Laverne, he had a job working for train company and
uh-huh.
I worked at H&R Block. And
yeah.
A lot of it dead long time ago if I'd have stayed in there.
Yeah, I think uh-huh. so too.
I drank too much. Yeah, I can't find that picture. Here's us when we were younger.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, fint par.
Men barndomstiden borte.
This is Helen Hagen, that one she gave the address of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was really young.
Mildrid er gamle del,
ja.
Ja.
3 år.
3 år, ja.
Mm-hmm.
Ok.
3 år gamle del.
These two are from Westby, and he was supposed to be Churchill, and he was supposed to be Hitler. Back in World War II.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold it up a little closer so you can see it. They do look like it too, don't they?
Yeah. Særlig Hitler, kanskje?
Yeah.
Ely, and I forget his name. Was it Sven? Same as mine?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. You want some more coffee?
Nei, takk. Ja, litt regning kanskje.
Ok.
Har du en kopp?
Ok.
There's the fjord bar as it is now.
Uh-huh.
Hun?
Oh ja.
There's the picture of the ground.
Oh! Yeah, that uh-huh. was after we got it.
Yeah. Det var en fin bar.
Yeah, it was nice and clean.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a calendar in it.
No.
No signs advertising anything.
No.
But no, they say it isn't very nice. They say it isn't very nice anymore.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, we served a lot of hamburgers and soup and
uh-huh. So they laga mat, ja, og servert mat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Norsk mat, da?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Jeg et mye norsk mat enda.
Uh-huh. Hva slags mat bruker du da?
Jeg koker med grøt en gang iblant, uh-huh. og potet grøt, og mørkegrøt, uh-huh. og risengryngrøt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Potetgrauten, hvordan snakker du deg?
Vel, vi så skjære opp poteten, små potet.
Aha.
Og så koke poteta, og så lite lett det være at litt vatten i botten.
Aha.
Og dermed så mersje poteta inn.
Aha.
Og dermed så har jeg på noe flour.
Aha.
Og så har jeg til noe salt.
Aha.
Og så når det kokt, så har jeg det på en tallrik, og så har jeg på en digerfunk med smør.
Aha.
Og dermed så tar jeg en kopp med saup.
Aha.
Og så da tar jeg litt grøt, og så dipper jeg i saup, og så etter det.
Ja. Aldri hørt om potetgrøt?
Ja.
Nei? Mhm. Og risengrynsgrøten lager det sikkert som i Norge.
Ja. Liksom, det mjölk der, vet du. Ja. Mjölk og risengryn.
Ja. Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Og salt.
Og da har jeg på kanel og sukker og kanel og smør.
Ja. Høres kjipt ut, ja. Rømmegrøt, bruker du
det? Åh, rømmegrøt. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Ja.
Den er rik.
Ja, den er veldig rik.
Ja.
Det. Men det er vanskelig å få ut fettet til rømmen. Mm-hmm.
Ja. Mm-hmm. Ja. Når jeg var i Norge, det var en kvinne som kokte en diger big container av rømmegrøt.
Jaha.
And invited us and put that big kettle on this table and we sat there and ate. Oh boy, it tasted good.
Jaha. Rømmegrøt tror jeg kanskje er typisk norsk.
Ja, det var.
Jeg tror ikke så mange andre som bruker rømmegrøt.
Nå, no, jeg tror det er norsk da.
Ja, jeg tror det.
Ja.
Uh-huh. Kløbb, og det var
det. Ja, det var godt.
Jaha. Hvordan lager han det?
Jeg snakker jo på blåklubb.
Ja, du kan fortelle om alle klubbene.
Hæ? Blåklubb?
Ja.
Oh boy, my mother used to make that.
Ja.
When they butchered.
Uh-huh.
Take the blood.
Uh-huh.
And put suet and stuff in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we fried it in butter and then poured cream over it.
Uh-huh.
Oh gee, that was good.
Uh-huh. Det kan jeg tro. Mm-hmm. Har de flesk hatt åtte?
Oh, yes. Flesk. Uh-huh. Do they
have lunas flesk in Norway?
Ja, men ikke så mye som her i Amerika.
Oh boy, I love that.
Ja.
Uh-huh.
Det er veldig mange i Amerika som yeah. bruker lutfisk.
Oh, ja. Yeah. Er det kostbart å leve i Norge nå?
Ja.
Å,
oh,
ja.
Det er mer kostbart enn her.
Å,
oh,
ja.
Å, oh, ja.
Og mye kostbart.
Maten er kostbar.
Det er hamburger. Pound of hamburger.
Jaha. Vi får pund hamburger. 7-8 daler, kanskje.
8 daler for 1 pund?
Ja.
Oh, good gracious.
Det tror jeg fort det er.
Imagine that.
Ja.
Hmm. I remember when people came back from Norway, they said they paid a dollar for a package of cigarettes, and I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
Now they're paying 2.5 here.
Yeah, but yeah. Du har insurance fra vuggen til graven.
Ja, det har vi.
Ja.
Det har ikke i Amerika.
No, I don't got that here.
Nei.
Cradle to grave insurance.
No.
Ja. Men Amerika er... Insurance er kostbart her, ikke det?
Åja.
Oh,
ja.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. Ja. Men tjene, er betalt godt for arbeid?
Nei.
Hvor mye for timen?
Ha. Alt etter hva slags arbeid du har.
Ja.
En vanlig average income in industry, I would guess, is like $30,000.
Like how much?
Between 25,000 and 30,000.
An hour?
No, a year.
Oh, yeah, 25 and 30. Yeah, well, that would be about like here too, yeah. Then, I suppose. Yeah.
But then it'd take a lot of taxis and...
Yeah, that's it, you see. But they don't do that in Norway, huh?
Oh, yeah, I would take taxis.
Yeah, but then don't they give it back to you once a year so you can go up a ferry?
No.
Huh?
I would check their pang on that.
That's what they told me.
No.
Hmm?
No. very high tax.
Once a year they said they get this money back that they've paid in. And go on to unfairy. What was that then?
Hvis du har betalt for mye, så får du pengene tilbake. Her får du pengene tilbake.
Oh.
Men de fleste må nok få lite penger tilbake.
Oh, oh. I see.
Og taxis ganske høyt i Norge. Jeg vet ikke, ja. Om 30-40% typ jeg. De fleste betaler skatt.
30-40% of your wages?
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, I suppose we pay about 30% of our wages too.
Depends on how much you make.
Yeah. Lever foreldrene dine?
Ja, det gjør det. De pensjonister.
Og de i Trondheim?
Ja, litt nord for Trondheim.
Ja.
Det da.
I byen, eller på gard, eller på...
Nei, nå... Alle kunne alle.
Oh, okay.
Did you tell them about the missionary we met in Carlsbad, Garrett?
Missionary?
From Stockholm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he'd be interested in that.
Well, we'll retire for there.
Hmm?
The Montage?
Well, we were on a trip to Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And we were walking through those caves, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they had little things put up of a stone, you know, that looked like a docketeater.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So then I happened to know this guy behind and this woman. I heard him say docketeater.
Uh-huh.
So I turned around, must be Norwegian, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, after a while, when I heard you talk, he said, no, where are you from? So then I said, we're from La Crosse, because I didn't think he'd ever heard of Coon Valley,
uh-huh.
You know. So I said La Crosse was a bigger town, so maybe he might have heard of that. And then he said, well, for a while when I heard you talk, I thought maybe you might have been from Westby, Wisconsin, he said. Then he said that he had gone to the university in Madison and he had room with a Lincoln Knudsen who later became...
Judge Neppert.
Yeah, Judge Neppert, Lincoln Knudsen, what's the matter with Judge Neppert who later became a judge, county judge.
Uh-huh.
And he was from Stockholm, Sweden, this man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he asked, what did Lincoln Neppert end up doing? He said he was judge. Well, imagine that. He turned out to be a judge and I turned out to be a missionary, he said. And once, didn't he say once a year or so they'd come here and...
They'd rent a car or buy a car.
Yeah.
On the East Coast and drive it to the West Coast and sell it.
And sell it, yeah.
Well.
And then go back to Sweden.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Har det forandret seg mye oppe i Vestby? Har det forandret seg mye? Vestby kunne
veldig... No, I don't think so.
Nei?
Do you think there's been a lot of changes in Vestby and Coon Valley? Not really.
Well, I ain't got so many Norwegians as they used to have.
No.
Nei, kanskje ikke.
A lot of people, they're dead now that were there when we were there.
Ja, klart.
No.
Klart. Og jeg har også hørt sagt at norskene der var veldig, når folk kom hjem med kjærest, så var det viktig at det var norsk. Yeah. It was important for them that it was a Norwegian boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh ja, uh-huh.
Jeg har hørt sagt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that could be.
Ja.
Yeah.
And that the Norwegians didn't like their kids to marry Catholics.
Oh, that used to be a big deal, you know, especially the Norwegian Lutherans and the Catholics, they'd have all kinds of stories about each other, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's stupid. That was very stupid talk, you know.
Yeah. So there was a conflict between Catholics and Lutherans.
Yeah. Some Lutherans would have all kinds of crazy stories to tell about the Catholics, that the nuns would have babies and they'd burn them up and all kinds of things like that.
So
you know.
Pass, yeah.
They'd have babies with the priests and so on and so forth, you know.
Uh-huh.
That was just talk, you know.
Yeah.
Stupid talk.
They're all enough, yeah. Huh.
But now it seems like they're getting more and more alike, you know, than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get along good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So there isn't really any conflict like in those days?
Yeah.
No.
Like I worked with a lady that was a Catholic lady at H&R Block, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she had to have her leg amputated years ago when she was real young.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she was in the hospital room with another lady, and that lady in the other bed was a Lutheran woman.
Uh-huh.
And she said that woman in the bed, other bed, said, "I'll pray for you." And then this lady, Catholic lady, asked her mother, she said that woman said she was going to pray for me, but do you think that God hears the prayers of Lutherans, you know? So.
Och kom med Yankee och dem, var det samma konflikt med Yankee och på norska?
No, I don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that?
What?
The Yankees and the Norwegians, they weren't conflicts between them. They...
Uh-huh.
No.
So it would be better to come home with a Yankee girl than a German girl?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Do you have any black people in Norway?
Ikke så mange, nei.
No.
Nei.
Do they have any?
Ja, vi har noen.
Oh.
Vi har det. De fleste er vel i Oslo, her i byene, større byer.
Ja.
Oslo, Bergen, okay. Trondheim. Men her i Lacrosse, er det mange her?
Begynner å bli,
ja.
Begynner å bli.
Jaha.
Ja.
Så en del asiater her. Mange.
Oh, monks?
Ja.
Oh boy, we're getting a lot of them.
Ja.
They're filling up our schools.
They're filling up the United States with a lot of Spanish,
uh-huh.
And Nicaraguans and Asians,
uh-huh.
Arabs, and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's getting to be quite a mixture.
Yeah. Men Amerika har vel alltid vært en...
Huh?
Amerika har alltid vært en mixture, ikke da?
Yeah. That's what we get for, give me, you're sick and you're tired and you're poor. And terrible over in Somalia on those places now, isn't it? It makes
it
a person
is.
Just sick to see those pictures.
Yeah.
That's awful that people have to starve to death, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And that they can't get food to them when there's so much waste.
Yeah. Ja, det är... Amerika producerar väl för mycket mat, är det inte då?
Yes, mm-hmm. But now they say that they can't, they send food, but then there's... people over there that don't let the food come to the people, so they just lay there and starve.
Ja, det.
Terrible.
Ja, det är det. Det är det.
Is there much talk in Norway about who they think the next president of the United States is going to be and who they hope might win? And are they for Bush or are they for Clinton or for Perot?
Jag vet. Jag tror nog kanske de flesta hoppas på Clinton.
Clinton?
Ja, jeg tror nok det.
Ja.
Men det var da en del som hoppet på Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's Perot, you know, he's quite a guy too, you know.
Ja.
He'd really clean things up in a hurry, he says.
Ja.
Men det mange som snakker, og det vanskelig egentlig å finne ut hvem som...
It gets pretty dirty those last
few
weeks, you know, mudslinging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Det mye av det, ja.
Yeah.
Og Clinton leder vel den jo ganske mye, gjerne ikke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nå, så.
Ja.
fine gold.
Oh.
Jaha.
Politikalt.
En engelsk... Vil bli senator? Kongressen, yeah. Fine gold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is he running for? The Senate or the Congress or...
He's running for Congress, isn't he, Senator Feingold? Or Senator?
Senate.
Senator, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He's from near Madison.
Uh-huh. And Kasten?
Kasten? Same thing.
I don't know where he's from. Milwaukee, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Jeg vet ikke, jeg. And what about, what's her name, the Indian? Ada Deer or... Jula, hvordan brukte du å feire deg?
Hæ?
Jula, hvordan feiret du jul?
Åh, det er sånn stilt.
Jaha.
Ja.
Det var rolig, høytid. Rolig og stille og... Var det vanlig å ha fest? Fest i jula?
No.
Nei.
Ja, det er som en annen dag.
Jaha.
Ja.
Og maten, hvordan var det?
Ja. Ja. Kanskje turkey og lutefisk og mjølkegrøt.
Jaha. Så mye?
Ikke mjølkegrøt, men risengrøt.
Jaha. Så grøten var vanlig i jula?
Ja.
Ja. Det er jo vant med det. Du bruker å greve ut i jula.
Ja.
Uh-huh. Og feiret du jula mange dager?
No. No.
Nei.
Det er gave, vet du.
Uh-huh.
Christmas presents and all this and that.
Uh-huh.
But we're pretty well tied down here now. We don't hardly ever go any place because we've got this old man that is so completely dependent on us.
Oh.
And he can't see. He's and he'll be 100 years old his next birthday, and he lives alone.
Uh-huh.
And so he depends on us. He's got relatives, but they live in Minneapolis and St. Paul, you know, and have their jobs and everything. So and he's so afraid that he doesn't want to go to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that because now he's used to his own house. Even if he can't see, he knows where things are and he can get along. And if he came to a nursing home, it would be an entirely strange thing for him. So he's an awful nice man and I feel so sorry for him.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of my time. But today now, on Wednesdays, he has a cleaning lady comes in. So then I'm free on Wednesday.
Okay. Det høres bra ut.
But I fix him food, you know, and bring his meals and stuff, and fix his bed for him and stuff. My husband, he goes over there at noon and takes him for a walk.
Uh-huh.
So that takes up a lot of our time.
Yeah. Det kan jeg tro. Det kan jeg tro, ja. Men en i familie med dere, eller er det bare nabo?
Ja, det er en venn.
Jaha.
We've known him.